I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I attended a chapel service recently and was moved by the closing gesture, a simple hymn sung first by a soloist and then by the full congregation. Go now in peace. Go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. It was a Thursday, the day after a shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, less than 2 weeks after the shooting in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And so the benediction, go now in peace, everywhere you may go, felt like an urgent consolation. Singing those words with a room full of strangers, hearing them sent along by every other voice in the sunlit room, created something powerful. A mood that seems too fleeting, an energy or intention maybe, a possibility. Words, after all, do a great deal to foster our sense of the possible. Words tell us what the world looks like or what it might grow to look like. I left the chapel thinking, what if those words became a part of our daily life? What if we thought to take leave of friends and even strangers with such a wish? Go in peace. Go in peace. Could a lifetime of hearing that instill a glimmer of hope, a feeling of being ever so slightly less alone? I wish I had thought to say as much to the woman I encountered once at an ATM who collected her money and turned to look at me with a stricken face. Do you believe in prayer? She asked. Pray for me. My sister died yesterday. My name is Denise. Go in peace. I wish I had told her. And the man in the airport who stormed into my path, frustrated at some private setback, some travel disaster, the one who looked at me long enough to say, get out of my face. Go in peace. Or my own children bickering amongst themselves. Go in peace. Or myself in the mirror, my colleague in grief, all of us suffering privately in some way. That's perhaps an oblique lead-in to today's poem by Baltimore poet Leah Purpura, which contemplates the terrible fact that here in 21st century America, we live our lives at an alarming proximity to violence. So much so that going to a bar or a school or a place of worship and emerging unharmed is itself almost a feat. There is much to be said and much to be done in the face of such a reality. I'll add simply this. Go in peace, everywhere, everywhere you may go. Proximities. A man walks into a coffee shop. But it's not a joke. I bought coffee there last summer, small, with milk. It's never a joke to walk in or out of a shop unharmed. It's easy to forget you aren't a person being shot at. I'm not. I wasn't, though I was there last summer, not shot at, and I never knew it, did not once think it. Thinking it now, the moment thins. It shears, and I move back to other coffee shops where I never fell or bled. And then I sit for a while with my regular cup and feel things collapse or go on. I can't tell. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.